Forgive me for momentarily thinking the apoplectic freedom fighters of last month would have been given to pause and humble reflection in light of the incredible catastrophe unfolding in Europe. In the days since war erupted in Ukraine, it has become clear that, rather than acknowledging the vast difference between a weeks-long street carnival and the violent struggle to repel an existential threat to one's nation, many pilled folks among us instead enthusiastically seek to draw parallels of meaning between these events. We ought to hesitate before unthinkingly equivocating the recent controversial action of the federal government with that of, say, Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is nothing but premature articulation. Sure, out here Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his government are unpopular, but recent historic world events have cast the behavior characteristic of the truly authoritarian state into stark relief for anyone who might have, of late, been confused about what it looks like. As Canadians, it's important that we recognize the difference between the overseas situation and our own. Whatever the reasons that have drawn people out to honk and jeer at their governments, we need to realize that our ability to protest and organize to such an extent is only possible because of the very liberal democratic system about which many are so paranoid. Of course, it's crucial to hold governments and institutions accountable. A healthy suspicion of the state encourages greater transparency. As far as the status of personal freedoms in this country go though, after seeing the extent to which the liberty orgy in Ottawa was tolerated and left to carry on unimpeded, our rights don't seem to face a threat in any way comparable to that which presently menaces the freedoms of Ukrainians. Consider the besieged in Kharkiv and Kiev and those who have been made refugees overnight. Consider those Russians who, being well aware of the grave personal risk they take in doing so, nevertheless mass in the streets to protest the terror and misery now being perpetuated in the name of their country. Keeping things in perspective doesn't make you sheep-like. Realize that, however persecuted you may feel here, in Canada you get to wake up to the alarm on your phone, and not an air raid siren. Morgan Luth, St. Albert.